Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way. Around half hour from now, well, it's the final Friday of the month. You know what that means. We bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. This month's recipient, this month's honoree, Crystal Haley. She is a master police officer with the Chesterfield County Police Department, and she heads up their wellness team. And let me tell you something. It's so inspirational. It's so wonderful to hear her talk about what they're doing. I am blown away by it because many years ago when I came out of the police academy, we had a psychiatrist in Philadelphia, great guy, Dr. John Francis. And he was he's definitely the department psychiatrist for a bunch of departments, but I think the city as well. But he tried to help guys, and it was mostly guys at the time who were on the job, you know, deal with things and what have you. But everybody was afraid. Oh, you can't go see a shrink. He'll report it up to the leadership. They're going to take your badge. They're going to take your gun. And we actually set up a thing called Cops Helping Cops. It was a bunch of us. We were peer counselors, but we didn't even know it. I don't think that was a term at the time. We just kind of sat around and tried to talk guys through things that they were going through. Now, that is 40 years ago. Wow. God, I'm old. But it is. It's 40 years ago. And I've been doing it ever since. And I still do it. I still do it. My number is out there. I'm an active member of Cops Helping. I only mention that because it is so different to see what Officer Haley is able to do inside the Chesterfield County Police Department. And that is in no small part due to the former chief, my namesake, Jeff Katz. He put a lot of this stuff in place, and he did a great job. Anyway, she is our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honoree. We'll do that at 5:35. Now, you have heard throughout the course of the day this Michelle Mosby talking about her run for mayor. She was on this morning with John Reed, and Charles Pyle has been playing pieces of that interview throughout the afternoon. City Council member Reva Trammell gave us a shout and said, hey, I got one or two things I'd like to share, and boy, I'm happy to have her with us. Reva, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, but I get the sense you're not particularly happy with Ms. Mosby.
Well, I've been talking to the people. I've been out here since July the 3rd, and all the people are saying the taxes are too high. You know, why can't y'all reduce it? Our utilities are too high. You know, Reva, you have put a paper in to reduce it by 4 cents. It's not been reduced since Governor Wilder did it and Councilman Bill Pantley in 2008. They did what, 13 cents? I'm asking 4 cents. And if you care about the people like I do, mm-hmm. And if you're looking at the people every day, talking to them at the door, knocking on the door, talking to them, you would understand how they feel and what is going on. I'm out here campaigning right now in the rain, and people are saying, you damn right, reduce it. Don't pay her no mind.
Well,
you don't know. She's been gone since 2016. And how can she be telling the mayor or our CAO, you know, this and that, when you're not in there? You don't know what's going on, and we got the money to do this, and it ain't going to hurt collective bargaining. We've been talking about collective bargaining for 2 years. In 2022, I try to reduce it by 2 cents. Only me and Delegate Michael Jones, who is the council person then, and Krista Nye, who's the president of council. Us three had got, you know, put our names on it. My colleagues voted against it. They told me to drop it. Okay, I dropped it to 4 cents this time.
What are you hearing from the rest of the council? I mean, it seems to me, if in fact this is the case, Reva, and I remind everybody, Reva Trammell is joining us. She's a member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 8th District, south side of the community, and, you know, for my money, a pretty solid member of council. But so you're telling me, Reva, you can drop the tax rate 4 cents, give some relief to the people in the city of Richmond, and it's not going to mess up any of the ongoing negotiations. Is that right?
It shouldn't. We got $31 million revenue. Look at all this development. And let me just say this, Jeff. When Governor Mayor, when he was our mayor, when he dropped the tax rate to, 13 cents, did we have all this development in my district? No, I'm sorry. I think it was 23 cents. I don't have my papers in front of me because I'm campaigning out here on McGuire. And I'm just mad because I'm talking to the people on McGuire, and they said, drop it. Don't dare take it. Don't you dare let them talk you out of it, Ms. Riva. You stand with us. Take up for us, because we know what's going on. You know what's going on. You're out here knocking on these doors. But to me, if that's the case, then why are you now talking about it? Why are you now talking about it?
Did you do
anything to drop it in 2016? Were you the president of council? Did you try to drop the tax rate?
Reba, no. So let me ask you that, because, again, Michelle Mosby was there. She hasn't been there in quite a while, as you point out, 2016, but she's the president of the council then. Did she have any measures to bring the tax rate down when she was in office?
Not that I know of.
Wow.
But you know what? It's like I said, I got five different developers building in my district. I did not have that in 2008. I didn't have that in 2016. I couldn't get nobody to even come over here and talk to me or look at all the vacant land. And I used to tell Greg Wingfield, one of these days you're going to wish you had been over here. Well, how come you're not in my district? How come you're not doing nothing in my district? We had all the money. We have the money for anything else and everything else. Why not now? And stop saying the Teamsters aren't going to get their money, because they are going to get their money. They deserve their money. Those employees need it. I have fought hard, tooth and nail, to get collective bargaining. Did she? Did the others? I did. And we finally got it. Don't use that. Talk to the Teamsters. Talk to Brian Payton, who's the president of the Local 322. Talk to Dwayne Johnson. Ask them.
Reva, let me ask you, because this is going to be the question that comes up. There are going to be people say, hey, look, Reva Trammell is only against what Michelle Mosby said because she's supporting somebody else for mayor. Are you on record endorsing anybody for mayor?
No, I'm not. No, I'm running my own campaign. I have somebody running against me, and I'm out here every single day. And it's rained 4 days. It's rained today. I'm out here campaigning, knocking on doors on McGuire, talking to the citizens, and they're saying the same thing. Reduce it. Reduce it. Don't back down.
The other question that comes up, Reva, I just want you to know, and I'm looking at all the texts coming in, and it comes up, and I tell you about this all the time, and you laugh at me, but it's everybody saying, well, why the heck isn't Reva Trammell running for mayor? She should be mayor, for goodness sakes.
You know what? One thing, I wouldn't go to all those forums. I would be out here knocking on doors. That's what you need to do. You need to hear what the people are saying at the front door or the back door or the side door, okay? That's where you get your knowledge. That's where you get your education, at the doors, talking to the people one-on-one.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that sounds an awful lot like my friend Doug Wilder. That's how he conducted his public life, right?
Yes, and Governor Wilder has endorsed me, too. Oh, let me just say this. I have talked to Vice President Councilwoman Ann Francis, and she said, yes, Reva, I told you I'm co-patroning a paper, and Ellen Robertson, too. And I just left Stephanie a message because she told me the other day, yes, I am, Reva. And I talked to Andreas the other day, and he said I could mention his name on WRVA, that he was supporting me.
Well,
and he's already been to my house, or somebody's been in my house, because when I got back earlier to get some more literature, there was his literature at my door. So he's been in my neighborhood on Hayden Avenue.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't live in the city. If I lived in the city, I would vote for you. I think you are one of the few people on that city council who has fought for the people regularly. You've got the backs of cops and firefighters, and you are passionate about what you're doing. I love the idea of a tax cut for people in the city.
Yeah.
It would absolutely spur even more development and investment, and that's needed. Reva, I appreciate you taking time from your campaigning to weigh in on this.
You.
Have a great weekend, my friend. That is Reva Trammell. She's a member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 8th District, the south side of town, and suffice to say, she's not happy with some of the things that Michelle Mosby has said recently. 514, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRB. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way around. I need to share something with you. Now, this is not a happy listen, but it's an important listen. And I may jump in here just a heads up, Germ. But former President Donald Trump had a couple of words to share with all of us. Take a close listen to cut number three.
Earlier this year, an illegal migrant from Haiti granted entry by Kamala and her horrible policies. And in particular, her phone app, which nobody can even believe exists. And the people that deal with the phone app are the cartel heads, if you can believe this. They're actually put there, I believe, for the heads of the cartels. And they call it and they tell you exactly where to illegally bring the people that they've, in many cases, abducted. The phone app, I hope the press looks into that. Brutally stabbed this woman to death. Two people in suburban Middletown, New York, are looking at this with a life that will always be shattered. It'll be shattered and can never be the same. The brutality was unbelievable. And despite all of this, Kamala Harris intends to stand before the American people tomorrow and lie. She's going to lie just like she did about her job at McDonald's, just like she did about the 818,000 jobs that they created that were fake jobs. They didn't exist. It's a fraud. And there's nothing nice about what I'm saying. Our country's in trouble. And we need people that know how to take care of our country and take care of our border. Without borders and without fair elections, we have no country. She wants to pretend that she had a secure border. But all you have to do is look at the numbers. The worst border anywhere, probably anywhere in the world. There's never been a border like this. A third world country would have used sticks and stones to get people out. They wouldn't let millions and millions of people invade. But if that were true, and if she were going to announce tomorrow that she's going to do something about it, why hasn't she done it? And why didn't she do it almost 4 years ago? All of these things she could have done 4 years ago.
No reason to jump in, is there? Because Donald Trump, former president of the United States, is simply telling us the truth. And you can be as anti-Trump as you like and pro-Kamala as you like, but the reality is that Donald Trump just told you the truth. Kamala Harris has presided over an invasion of the United States. She has made it easier than it has ever been for illegal aliens to come into the United States of America. Hundreds of thousands of them have committed crimes, serious crimes, violent crimes, robberies and rapes and murders. She was the border czar in this administration. This will be her second trip to the border in 4 years. And Donald Trump says very clearly there, and he is right. Why haven't you done any of this in the last 4 years? Where have you been for the last 4 years? Every time she says, on my first day in office, madam, your first day in office was January the 20th, 2021. That's when you should have started. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Could be a police officer or a deputy sheriff, state police officer, state trooper, special agent with one of the federal agencies. We've had them all, and we have such an amazing honoree for the month of September. I'm so happy to welcome from Chesterfield County, Master Officer Crystal Haley. Crystal, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. I'm honored. Thank you.
We are honored to have you here. And we have so many things to talk about with you. And I must tell you that Captain Peronto was thrilled to nominate you and submitted all sorts of fantastic information. I mean, this
getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is really such a unique position to find oneself in, and we're just thrilled that you're here.
Yes, she talks so highly of the program, and she's a huge support, so I'm very grateful.
Well, that is great. So, Crystal, do me a favor. Jump into it and just tell us a little bit about the beginning. Why did you choose law enforcement? Why did you choose Chesterfield County? And then we're going to talk all about wellness, I promise.
Okay. For college, I went to Hilbert College up from Buffalo. That's where I'm from. And I decided to get into forensics. I wasn't sure if I wanted to be a teacher, a counselor, or in forensics, and somebody kind of came to me and said, well, you know that law enforcement, you get to do all of those things. And so Chesterfield County does a lot of recruiting up in the Western New York area, and so they came and they said, we'll hire you in 6 months, and I said, I'm in.
Wow.
And there's no snow down here, so that makes it even nicer.
I love that. Now, I would credit or blame Carl Leonard for that recruiting in Western New York. You know, he's a Buffalo guy. Now, are you a Bills fan?
Absolutely. Go Bills.
So what is it that goes off inside your head that says, you know what, Crystal, I'm doing a great job out here on patrol. I'm making some great pinches. I'm helping people in the neighborhood. It's a midnight shift. Boy, I'm seeing some really crazy stuff for some. Yeah. What's next? And how does this wellness thing come up?
So the wellness coordinator position essentially has been around for a couple years now. And okay. The previous officer was the one who laid the foundation for the program. And I follow her in a lot of the things that I do. She is now a sergeant, Sergeant Johnson. So I'll give her a lot of credit for the things I've been involved in. She kind of took me under her wing, and as she was going through creating that program, I just kept showing up. And so ultimately, as she promoted, I was able to step into that position. I would say that the idea originally is this idea of you're kind of Superman, you have this cape, you have this badge, it's kind of like a shield for you.
Right.
And it's a lot of suck it up, you'll be fine. You have to be there for the community.
That's right.
However, at some point, that stuff catches up to you, and now you have to kind of look a little more inward and say, I'm not going to be able to help anybody if I don't help myself.
Yeah. So let's talk about the different components of wellness, because you were sharing with me it's not just physical, it's not just mental. You said there are four components?
There's technically eight dimensions.
Oh, wow.
And we've kind of lumped them into the idea and philosophy of mind, body, and heart. And
okay.
So that includes not only the physical, the mental, but also financial, emotional, intellectual, social, et cetera, different areas that we can kind of key in on to get that ideal of overall wellness.
Okay. Master Officer Crystal Haley is joining us from the Chesterfield County Police Department, and she is the September honoree, the September recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honors. Tell me a little bit about the financial component of this, because everybody knows that you join a law enforcement agency and you're making big, big bucks and you do relatively little work for it. So how could anybody have a financial problem or concern?
So I think that kind of leads into something that we start from the beginning.
Yeah.
There are a lot of younger people who are coming out of college. This is their first career and they are getting that big boy paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, from the beginning, their first week here, have them sit down with one of our sergeants who's super keen on the financial wellness and let them know, hey, buying that big truck, you know, going and buying that house, we have to make sure that we're setting ourselves up. So we offer deferred compensation, looking into, you know, retirement and really setting people up so that, you know, we hopefully can eliminate any of those, you know, big spends first up.
Now let's talk about the emotional component of this, because this, I would dare say, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I would dare say that's probably the most difficult, because again, you go into law enforcement, you want to help people, but you have had people saying, just suck it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to tell your spouse what you saw at work because you just don't want them to deal with some of the depravity that's out there. You prefer that they live, you know, in Mayberry, that they believe everybody is nice and fine with a smile. But boy, you're seeing stuff every single day. How do you process that?
It's difficult. And I know, and you can ask anybody in this profession, that they have experienced those very low lows at times.
Yep.
And I think the biggest thing, and I know a lot of agencies across the nation have a peer support team where, you know, there's other officers of different experience, things they've experienced personally, professionally, that are there to talk to.
Right.
We also have different resources and programs that we bring in. I recently went through a yoga for first responders course.
Wow.
And so now I've been putting on yoga classes, which is very cool because it allows us to put our bodies under stress in yoga positions, which is much harder than people think, and work on our mindset and our breathing. And so if we practice it there, when we go and put our bodies under stress out on the road, experiencing calls for service and that type of stress, we can resort to that mindset and the breathing techniques or whatever it may be to kind of set ourselves up a little bit better.
Wow. Okay. I tell you what, I am absolutely in awe of what you and your predecessor have been able to do. I think it's great, and I have no doubt that whatever it is that you want to do, you're going to do.
Thank you.
And along the way, you're helping, at this point, hundreds. There'll be a point where it's thousands of law enforcement officers, certainly in Chesterfield, but there's no doubt in my mind that throughout the Commonwealth, around the country, people are going to see Chesterfield as a leader in this. I know there are other agencies that have units, but they really are. They're looking at Chesterfield. And so you're helping countless number of people who are out there. And I always ask this question for anybody who's in law enforcement today. If somebody were to say to you, hey, I've got a couple of career options, I'm not really sure, would you steer them towards law enforcement?
Absolutely. It is the most rewarding career. Yes, it's difficult. And I never want to stay away from the topic that this is a very difficult job. But if you set yourself up, you're pretty much, it's endless. The amount of things that you can do in law enforcement, if it's patrol, if it's detective work, if, you know, you want to have a canine or you want to help kids and you're in the schools, you can have several different careers within law enforcement, which I think is the coolest part.
Well, I absolutely love it. And Crystal, I am just, again, I'm just blown away by what it is that you've been able to do. I am so impressed with that wellness team from the beginning. I just sit here as somebody who, again, I haven't worn a uniform in decades, but to know that there are people out there still doing the job, and I appreciate that, but people within these agencies, within the Chesterfield County Police Department saying, hey, we're here to help. You got to help the community. That's why you signed up. We get it. But you're not going to help anybody unless you help yourself, and you've got to be able to do that. So thank you for all that you're doing. I say that from the bottom of my heart. I just, I can't tell you how grateful I am to see that my former beloved profession is in a position now where you're doing what you're doing.
I hope one day that all it is just normal. And
that would be nice too. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Well, we mentioned you're not retiring anytime soon, and there are no gifts here that are really going to get you any closer to retirement. But nonetheless, there are a couple of cool things, and I want to pass them along to you. I got a buddy of mine, Tony Brewster, who's down in Midlothian, and Tony is a golfer. I don't know, truthfully, what his real job is, but he came to me a couple of years back and said, hey, I love the Blue Friday program. Can I help? And I said, sure. He says, well, what do you need? I said, we need gifts. We need just a tangible way. So Tony, being Tony, set up a golf tournament to raise money. And so you've got $200 worth of gift cards from Tony Brewster and one or two other golfers that are out there. We've got some Jeff Katz show swag that hopefully you will enjoy.
Amazing.
We have a very special letter and some gift cards and a special coin in here from Jamie Walter. Mike Walter's wife and their children. You'll read that letter. May want to read it with the door closed. It's really a touching.
Yeah, I'm a crier, so yeah, I can only imagine.
I'll loan you the couple of tissues because it's a good letter. It's a meaningful letter. We've got a Jeff Katz show challenge coins. These only go to Blue Friday honorees. Jan McTernan's son Michael, who owns and operates Prince George Towing. Put the bill for all of those, and so those are out there. Before I get to the final gifts, I do want to tell everyone a little bit about Jan McTernan. I always remind everybody about Jan. Jan was a Marine when, for the most part, women did not become Marines, and she was a cop in Richmond when there were not a lot of women on the job. And Jan used to talk about how she needed to stand on her tippy toes to make the minimum height, mm-hmm. and how she was drinking milkshakes to make the minimum weight.
Wow.
But by God, she was going to do it. And she did an amazing job and leaves a legacy like very, very few other people have done. I know I shared with you, Christabel, and I want to remind everybody that when I wanted to rename this program, it had been underway for a couple of years in memory of Jan. When she passed, I went to her sons, Michael and Richard, and Richard is a police officer in the city. He's at the academy as well. And we all laughed hysterically because Jan would have been livid to think that we were naming something for her, because she would have said, you know, it's all about the mission. It's about getting the job done. It's about helping the troops. So you're still a Jan McTernan honoree, and we'll all have to answer to Jan at some point.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Very
too.
Very deserving.
Yeah, she's a great lady. Now, you get a beautiful thin blue line flag. My friend Pastor Steve Boots from Mount Victory Baptist Church over in Goochland, he's actually the lead police chaplain for Henrico. He makes those. And then finally, the gift that for me is very, very personal. Emily Morrissey is just a beautiful young lady in Midlothian. Emily is 25, and she has CP and a couple of other challenges. And throughout her time in school, they realized that she had a real talent for working with beads and has a real love for working with beads. So her folks and her brother set up a business, emilysbracelets.com, and they sell beautiful bracelets, and she turns around and donates the money to Special Olympics. And a couple of years back, I prevailed upon her to start making thin blue line bracelets. And so as I tell Emily, I wear mine on every day that ends in Y.
I love that.
So you now have one, and I hope you will wear it in good health and safety.
Absolutely, proudly.
Christabel, thank you again for everything that you do, and thank you again for making a couple of moments for us today. And congratulations, you are sitting here not only as the recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, but I think everybody who knew Jan would say you got a spark of Jan in you, and that's. That's a good thing.
Wow, I'm honored. Thank you.
Congratulations. That is Chesterfield County Police Master Officer Christabel Haley. She is the September recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self high five.
Bam! It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Kamala Harris was apparently just speaking at the border, and she claimed that President Trump has created fictional problems, that there are no real problems at the border. It is all, her word, fiction. Well, why don't you explain fiction, Madam Vice President, to the 13,099 homicide victims? 13,000 plus innocent people murdered by some of your fictional problems. How about the 400,000 plus fictional crimes? Now, that's not me talking, and it's not President Trump talking. That's ICE, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Those are their numbers. I don't know who's going to lose their job at ICE now. Somebody will. Make no doubt about, oh, somebody is going to lose a job or be reassigned or wind up working the midnight shift at a immigration point somewhere in the north of Alaska. I mean, they released the numbers. But there they are. Those are the numbers. And it is appalling. And it is disturbing that this vice president, who wants to be the president, just doesn't care. That's what I take from this. I wish I took something else, but she just doesn't care. She knows what the big game is, and that's to get as many new Democrats enrolled as voters as possible, to get people deployed all over the United States to change the way that certain elections go. I mean, we can see it. We can all see it. And she continues to lie to people, and I don't know if people just want to be lied to. I am concerned. I'm very concerned. There's some bad stuff happening in America right now. Some really bad stuff. Then maybe we get a chance to stop it. I don't know. Family Foundation is going to great pains with this lawsuit to try and save children. That's what this is all about. You have counselors who are saying, yeah, we could probably talk with children who are concerned about their sexuality or the latest gender identity. We can chat with them. And maybe we're able to help them. All with talking, as opposed to, well, some would call it surgery, others would call it mutilation. And they have to file a lawsuit to be able to offer those sorts of services. What does that tell you about America in 2024? What does that tell you about how the Commonwealth was governed when it was complete and total Democrat control down there on Capitol Square? These are all things to be aware of. All things to be aware of. Okay. Now, having said all of that, let me remind you of a few things. First thing tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., in the garage with Stan Andruski. We'll be right here on this very radio station. You need to listen to it. Monday morning at 6 a.m., John Reed is going to be here. Maybe he announces he's running for lieutenant governor Monday morning at 6. It could happen. The weather is awful, so please be aware of all of that. It is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. And we end on Friday as we have ended since the brutal attack on Israel October the 7th by playing Hatikvah, the Israeli national anthem. It is Hebrew for the hope.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.